Just running out of the crease before I'd bowled it to his advantage. I bowled a good ball to Mackenzie Harvey, which probably should have been one if he hadn't done that. So, I guess he used that to his advantage. So, yeah, I thought, well, that ball, if he doesn't want to be on strike, then I'll make it a bit easier for him.
Did you know the rule about the arm going past the vertical?
No, I didn't know the rule. I thought the rule was actually if you had let the ball go. But obviously, if you hadn't let the ball go, then I had assumed that the batter would still have to be in the crease, but apparently it's if you've finished your action and they can assume that you've bowled the ball, then they're allowed to leave the crease. So, yeah.
And us said on the broadcast a bit later that you would have withdrawn the appeal if it was out. Is that the case, or would you have sort of gone through with it and just given out?
Well, because it went upstairs, we had time. I'm not sure what decision I would have went with once the ruling had been made, but basically straight away Jared said, you finished your action, I don't think it's out. So didn't matter. Like, as soon as Jared said that, I knew it wasn't going to be out because I'd known how far my arm had come over. Jared said, if your arm comes all the way over and he can assume that you've bowled the ball, then you can't do that. So basically straight away I was like, well, it's not out.
I guess that's a warning for other batters in this competition, not to steal ground, I guess.
No, it's not a warning. I'm a very competitive guy, so I guess I saw red a little bit when he used that to his advantage. Mackenzie Harvey, the ball before, it almost just hit the ball and it felt like he was 3 metres away from Mackenzie. If it gets in that situation again, I'm not saying I won't do it, particularly so late in the innings with like two balls left. I know even if I man-cad someone and run him out, then they've still got 3 wickets in their hand. Mackenzie Harvey's on strike anyway, so it doesn't really make that much difference to the game.
Do you sort of regret doing it? Because it fired him up a bit to come out and got 5 wickets and, bowled the house there.
Yeah, maybe it did. I said that to him at the end of the game. But I said, did I fire you up, buddy? he bowled really well. I don't know if I did fire him up, but he was definitely the pick of the bowlers tonight.
Sam half said on the telecast that he came into the room fuming after that, so he may just have done the case. You guys seem to have a few heated words as well out there. Is it just part and parcel of the competition and play?
Building up the rivalry as well. It always feels like something happens in these games that you can talk about for a little while, and this is probably going to be it now, isn't it? Rivalry, like these competitions are built on rivalry, and the Melbourne Renegades versus Melbourne Stars one is one of the most important ones in the competition. So if it just sparked a little fire under the derby, then so be it.
Will it be add a chapter to the rivalry, like going down with Mourning's altercation of about 10 or so years ago?
I don't think so. Probably be in the news tomorrow, and then everyone will forget about it after that.
Adam, you're saying you wouldn't necessarily do that in, say, the 10th over of the news in the same circumstances, if I was pinching ground?
Yeah, definitely.
Just
mean,
because of the state of the game.
10th over the game, if they're trying to pinch ground, then it's probably more of a warning. But as I said, even if I had got my technique right, my man had technique right, and Jared said that's probably going to be out, I don't know what decision I would have come to, but he said it's probably not going to be out. I guess just the scenario of the game, Mackenzie Harvey was on strike anyway and they had wickets in hand. So I really wanted to bowl to my good mate Kane Richardson as well. So
were you surprised by the crowd reaction? It seemed to come for boos from then on.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pretty loud from where we were anyway.
Yeah, right. I didn't even notice. I don't know. I think I was well within my right to do it.
Yeah.
It's in the rule book. It's well within the rules. As you saw, I just got my technique wrong. He was almost halfway down the wicket, so it's in the rule book.
It's obviously not something you practice doing in your training.
No, I might have to now get my technique right.
is it tough to tell if a batter's stealing ground? Because I looked back at the ball before and it seemed like he was in his ground when he did take that two. But obviously he was out of his ground the ball, but he did do the man count. Is it tough to tell if they're trying to take ground? Or?
No, it's not tough. It probably was in the ground, but as I remember bowling that ball before and Mackenzie Harvey had chunked it to long on, and Tom Rogers, I looked up and he tapped his bat, so I thought he's definitely done something that he probably shouldn't have.
And just sort of back to the crowd a little bit. You know, it was a good feeling. You know, last year, the crowds were a lot lower here, obviously with COVID, but it must be a good feeling to have, almost 40,000 here for a local club.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing atmosphere. As I said before, a really important rivalry, this one, for the competition, and the fact that... But what numbers did we get tonight?
38.
Yeah, to get back up to there, it felt good to have that atmosphere again.
The result itself, Adam, you look like you guys did a pretty good job in the first innings, about 140. Do you think that was going to be a very chaseable target heading into your innings?
You never know here. You can come off the field feeling good about chasing 140, and as soon as you get a couple of early wickets like they did, Tom Rogers bowled really well. We're on the back foot, and sometimes it's hard to get it back if you don't get a partnership going, and it was a really tough wicket. My thinking behind bowling first was that it was going to be, if it was going to be good at all during the innings, then it might be at night time under lights, maybe a bit too much of a breeze for any Judy to kick in, but it can slide on under the lights, but didn't. It was a hard wicket the whole time, and they just didn't really miss their length. Two world-class spinners. If anything, we might have just bowled a little bit short throughout. They got a lot away with a lot of pull shots at times, and we always talk about testing the top of the stumps here. Even though it is long square, you still got to bowl that channel, and we just dragged it down a little bit too much. So if you're going to be critical, it could have been less a target. But yeah, the bowlers have generally been really good for us the whole tournament. Batting's let us down maybe two or three times now, so something to look at, something to potentially fix. Obviously, we need to win five of the last seven games now, so it's not an ideal situation to be in.
One more, gents, because we've just got Dukovic on 7.
Just one more, on Maxi, you've seen him without the boot. Is he a chance at all, or is he still a fair way off?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know. I have absolutely no idea, because I'm not a doctor and I haven't asked him, but I'm assuming, it's only a few weeks ago and he hasn't had any running yet, so I assume that.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Thanks, cheers.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Okay.